I'm Sophie Crow, coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast.
Responding to Benevolent Heretics podcast, Why is Religion Dying?
If it is.
My own religious background is strange. My mother was Greek Orthodox, my father was Catholic. I was baptized Greek Orthodox. But we lived right next door to the local Baptist fundamentalist church, and that's where we went every Sunday, probably for the first 7 years of my life. I learned a lot about things like how to shrink heads and make blowguns. I also learned how to play piano on the church piano and had a lot of fun with it until I was thrown out for playing heathen music. Still, I was saved every Sunday, much to my father's embarrassment. When it came time for confirmation classes, my older sister and I went to the nearest church that offered studies. It was Lutheran Church. My parents' theory was anything was better than nothing. And the Catholic Church was not in driving distance. When I finally grew up and left home and went to the big city, I went to the closest church to where I lived. I think it was Anglican. But the thing was, I wanted to go in and find peace and prayer at some point in the middle of the day. And the door was locked. And that, for me, was the end of my love affair with Christianity. Since then, I've bounced around. I've gone to Indian healing circles and Uipi ceremonies. I've gone to the Baha'i Church, the Unitarian Church, the United Church. I've done a variety of religious ceremonies with different friends. I've checked out Wicca. I've meditated. I've done yoga, Tai Chi. And I continue to daydream. A few years ago, I listened to a radio program about spirituality and religion. One of the women, I think she was Jewish, said that her teaching was that spirituality was a personal matter, where religion was a community connection. That particular explanation is the one that still makes the most sense to me. And of course, like other communities that are centered around other ideas, geography, whatever, religious communities are rife with every human failing. They're rife with bigotry and prejudice, hate, smallness and pettiness. But in all the communities that I've had the good fortune to be part of or be welcomed into, the healthy ones shared the same thing in common. Each one had a person or a small core group of people who believed in the same thing and taught it and mediated according to the same principles. Life exists by a unifying force, and that force is generally understood to be love. Whether people believe in God or a creator, Buddha, Jesus, or Krishna, the good ones all believe in love. And all of them teach the golden rule according to that basic principle that it's necessary to live in love, to find harmony with the community and with oneself and with God.